Well, the world today, we've been bringing you stories of people stuck in COVID isolation in New South Wales. 17-year-old Jodie Willard lives alone. She's now been in isolation for 20 days after testing positive to COVID last month. Every day she calls New South Wales Health asking to be released, but no one gets back to her because the system is overloaded. If she steps out of her house before she receives her official discharge documents, she will face a $5,000 fine. Her mother, Linda, says the 17-year-old has become extremely distressed.
Yeah, I think it's completely unacceptable. She calls me, we talk to each other daily. Of course, I can't see her, and I'm very concerned about her. She's calling New South Wales Health every day. I've tried to get through to them as well. I had no luck. So I'm just very concerned. This is completely unacceptable.
What do you think's going on?
I think they're just overwhelmed. I'm not sure what's going on. She had one call, and only a quick call to check on her symptoms from New South Wales Health. Then a week later, she gets a call from WA Health to go through the contact tracing, which is way too late. That's a week. WA Health said, oh, somebody from New South Wales Health will be calling you shortly, and nobody called her back. So she was never checked up on.
And she's 17. She's not an adult yet.
Yeah, she's moved out of house quite early, so she's still a baby, really. And I'm really, just probably why my concern is if she was an adult, that's a different thing. And you would have thought that being a minor, that would even spur them on a little bit more to just do something. And when she called them on Saturday, she burst out into tears. She got through to New South Wales Health, and all they said is, look, we not much we can do. We can try and get you towards the top of the list. Yeah, just very concerned.
There's been a lot of media coverage about people in the western suburbs in particular not following the rules, and there's been media coverage singling out, raising concerns, especially about young people not following the rules. But your daughter is trying to follow the rules, and she's still stuck in isolation.
That's correct, yeah. And she's one person that does. Many don't follow the rules. In actual fact, people, if they all talk to each other, and all the young people do, and if they realise if you get tested and you're positive and you're going to be sitting in isolation probably way beyond 14 days, it's going to be a disincentive for people to get tested in the first place. So, she is following the rules, but she's really suffering. So in a way, she's getting punished for following the rules when a lot of other young people don't.
How much stress has this put on your daughter and your family?
Oh, a lot of stress. I talk to her daily, even though she told me she's fine, and she's telling the person on the mental health line she's fine. She's not, but she needs to be discharged, absolutely.
If someone from New South Wales Health or the health minister is listening, what do you say to them?
I'd say to them, admit that you're overwhelmed as a start. Don't keep apologising. Do something about it. It's not good enough to say you're sorry. Sorry doesn't cut it. People are stuck in isolation for 20-plus days and suffering mentally. If your process isn't working, find another process. Put more staff on. Just do something where people are cleared when they're over COVID and not stuck into isolation in their own house. And especially, somebody like Jodie, she's a minor. She's 17 years old. I'm quite concerned about her. And it's just not good enough. It's not good enough. They have to do something.
That's Linda Willard, mother of 17-year-old Jodie, who's been stuck in COVID self-isolation in Western Sydney for the past 20 days. In response to inquiries from The World Today, New South Wales Health issued a statement on the weekend apologising to those in isolation and conceding there have been unintended delays. We'll put the full statement up on our website.